And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. I've got a great show for you today, bringing on a couple of very successful apartment investors from my area of Texas. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. If you are new to the program, they are as well. They've invested in a number of areas around town. And it's interesting. I ran into these guys actually a couple of times now in the past few weeks at special events, let's say. And interestingly, one was with a single family focus, apartment investors looking at single family. I want to hear why a little bit later in the show. We'll get to that. But first, let me introduce my guests. I've got Keith and Shannon on with me today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andy. Great to be here.
I'm going to give the ball. Either one of you can run with this. Just to kind of kick off the show, I like people to understand who you guys are. You're successful investors now investing in apartments, but you weren't always apartment investors. Why don't you give us a little bit of background into yourselves? What were you doing before you got into this apartment gig?
So before apartments, we were teachers a long time ago, right out of college. We went to Texas Tech University, graduated both with degrees to be teachers. So I taught elementary school. Keith taught high school. And we did pretty well just on our two little teacher salaries. We bought a house and had a nice lifestyle, and decided to move to the Dallas-Fort Worth area so Keith could go to night school to get his master's in accounting. So we did that. I got my master's in education and kept teaching. Keith finished his master's degree also and joined the corporate America world. And I began staying home with our kids. And so I've always looked for ways to make additional income for the family. And I kept thinking, you know, what is a way that people do this with houses? Because we knew people that did rental houses, you know, in the neighborhood for and made a few hundred dollars a month on those. But I thought, what could you do that's like big money with a house? And I started thinking about the houses that we had stayed in on vacation, like in Colorado and in Florida. And we enjoyed them very much. We would go with, you know, a big family group, and it was a way for everybody to have their own bathroom and bedrooms and a kitchen we could all cook in together, and discovered that, you know, income from vacation rentals is pretty lucrative. And so we looked into it. We understood houses. We owned a house. We knew how mortgages worked and all the expenses. And so anyway, we ended up buying our first rental properties were actually two homes in Florida in a vacation rental community near Disney World. And that got us started in real estate.
You were in Texas at the time, though. Okay.
Exactly. I lived in Texas, still do, and managed these remotely, which was very interesting. And it kind of gave me a jump start on COVID. We could talk about that when you want to. But that that really was a great experience for us and showed us that money can be made in real estate. And that's before we even knew lifestyles and all that we would learn in lifestyles. Do it even better.
Yeah, and just quickly to the listener, when it comes to Lifestyles Unlimited, we talk about buying residential rental property, both single family houses and apartments, but we're not following this vacation house model. We invest for the long term, right? We're typically doing what 12-month, maybe 18-month leases depending on the season. But so you found your way into real estate through vacation rentals. When did you find your way to Lifestyles? What brought you here?
So, Keith, you want to take that one?
Yeah, so we had gotten a couple of years with the vacation rentals that Shannon was talking about, and they were doing great. You know, they were cash flowing okay, but we had some neighbor friends of ours that were Lifestyles members, and they had been good friends of ours for several years. And they actually, Shannon invited a group of women, one of the women being the wife of the couple that invited us to Lifestyles, out to Florida, those vacation rental houses. And she said, you know, if you guys know how to do this and you're really interested in real estate, you should come to a Lifestyles meeting. So we did that. And then, of course, we decided at that point, hey, we could pivot and kind of grow our real estate portfolio and business if we started looking at either single family or multifamily.
You were buying single family houses in Florida to operate as vacation rentals. And I'm curious, you got invited to come out to the case study by neighbors, friends of yours that were already members, followed that referral, came out then to, you know, naturally the next step is to come out to our 2-day financial freedom seminar. And tell the listener what happens at that seminar. And did you come away doing single family chomping that bit like I did to do houses, or did you just shift to apartments? What was the next step for you guys?
Keith, you want that one?
Yeah, I'll take it. So I remember in the 2-day sitting there thinking there's a limit to the vacation rental properties in terms of there's two different ways you get returns on a real estate. One is cash flow and one is an equity return. Cash flow, like I mentioned before, was pretty good on the vacation rental properties, but the equity return wasn't there. And I remember learning about, particularly with the apartments, oh my goodness, you know, the equity return here is so phenomenal that it just kind of puts what we're doing to shame with the vacation properties. So that was kind of the light bulb moment for me where we could shift gears and go from those vacation rental properties over to apartment investing.
Okay, and a common progression, that was mine, was single family, then passive apartments, then maybe it's IRO or something like that. You said, hey, we're skipping that. We're going straight into apartments. So no single family. When was this, by the way? When did you join and when did you go to the 2-day?
We joined in 2018 and joined in August of 2018.
Okay, very good. And you had the vacation rentals at the time. Do you still own those? What's going on with those?
We sold the vacation rentals in the height of COVID, kind of COVID 2020. And Shannon went through, a lot of learning curve with those vacation rentals because I was still working in corporate America at the time. And Shannon managed those properties remotely. Basically, if you have a Wi-Fi connection in the house and you had a cell phone anywhere in the world, or a computer, you can control thermostats, you can control locks, you know, all kinds of things. So Shannon went through all of that. But then when COVID hit, obviously Disney shut down, and we were right outside of Disney with the vacation properties. And we decided, you know what, we've got another opportunity with Lifestyle, so let's dump these houses and get into investing in apartments. And I guess the good news is we still cleared money and made money, even though the economy was really up in the air, question mark at that time.
Yeah, so you didn't even try to manage them. You said, hey, we're just dumping these things. It's time. Through COVID, I mean.
The governor of Florida had shut down vacation rentals. No one was allowed to stay in them for a period of time. Disney World was shut down. It just, all signs pointed to it's time to do something different. And so we sold those two homes, made good money on the sales, and then put it all into multifamily, which has done even better for us long term.
Now, did you go straight into becoming leads, or did you act as a passive? And actually, passive and lead, can you explain to the listener what those two terms are? Let's make sure they understand.
Sure. A passive is someone who invests with a lead in a multifamily property. So you put in your investment, and they do all of the day-to-day operations and all of the hard work. You just benefit when the property cash flows. You get a portion equal to your pro rata share of what you invested, and they send you a check in the mail or automatically deposit in your bank account, and that's pretty nice. And you don't have to do any hard work or even go to the property ever if you don't want to. And then a lead investor is the person who does all that hard work. So the lead finds the property, gets the loan, personally guarantees that they are going to be there doing the hard work, and they figure out the management parts of it. They do everything, the day-to-day, and then they send the passives their money when it cash flows. So it's a fun job. It's a job that immediately I thought, you know, I think I would enjoy doing that. I know from managing our vacation rentals, that's a full-time job, and I'm used to it. It's 24/7. I know how to do that. I think that this could happen in multifamily for us. So Keith and I talked about it, and it was kind of a big decision. But once we made it, we were all in, and we're glad because it's been a great experience for us so far.
Now, did you go into the passive side first to experience that, or did you go straight to lead?
Yeah, well, I mean, we invested in we invested passively, I should say, into another leads deal. in LU and had a great experience there. But, you know, Andy, I'll just tell you, Shannon was thinking, or was talking, I was thinking about how we actually went on vacation. Shannon and I went on vacation to crunch numbers to figure out if we wanted to be a lead or, you know, remain as just passive. But there were a lot of different elements to going into that. We have a variety of Excel models on the financial side of it. But we also, like Shannon said, enjoy it. Shannon definitely enjoys doing the lead role. I, at the time, was, you know, frankly, been in corporate America for about 22, 23 years or so and was beginning to look for an exit ramp. And so there are a lot of things that just kind of aligned there where, wow, suddenly here's this great opportunity in education through lifestyle. And I can walk away and know full well that I've got a business partner with my wife that's really experienced in terms of, you know, property management. And then we can just run with this and be leads.
Yeah, very good. Are you retired now then? You're out?
Yeah, you know, retired, I don't necessarily like the word retired. People in my family in particular are like, oh, you're retired, so you've got a lot of time on your hand. I really, just because I don't work for someone else doesn't necessarily mean I'm retired. I like to say I change jobs because
you're a business owner. Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I get it, yeah. But you own your time. You decide what, when, where, how, and with whom, both of you together. And that's great. I mean, that's that to me, stepping away from corporate, Keith, I was in that role as well, and it's a relief. It's a relief.
Yeah, it's definitely a relief. But, you know, I'm sure that all of the small business owners that are listening right now know that being a small business owner is like drinking from a fire hose 24/7. You got to go, go, go.
But the good news is, as members of Lifestyles Unlimited, a perfect segue here, is you're not alone. You're not simply drinking that fire hose by yourself. You've got someone that's maybe teaspooning a little bit here and there, helping you along the way. How did Lifestyles help you? We got about a minute here. How did they help you with that first? And I want to talk after the break about that first investment you guys took down as leads. But how did Lifestyles help you there?
Shannon, you want that one?
Yeah, so Lifestyles provides everything you need. We had mentors that would go tour properties we were thinking of buying with us. We had vendors on through Lifestyles that would help us get the financing figured out. We had opportunities to meet people that wanted to invest in our first deal. So you have to have all of those things. Insurance carriers, I mean, everything you would possibly need to find a property and get started with it, Lifestyles provides all of those introductions and opportunities. You just have to take advantage of them. But definitely gave us the confidence that we could be leads and do this well and make good returns for our passive investors.
Yeah, very good. Perfect. Heading into a break. I'm a passive investor. I love to hear that. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about that first apartment community that you guys took down. Here's some numbers, and we'll kind of progress through time. So to the listener, we'll be right back.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited members share their stories and strategies for success at case study events.
If you got laid off tomorrow, what would you do? Would you have to be working at McDonald's or wait to try and find another job with the downsizing the economy? Kept on coming to meetings, even with David Fisher online and stuff like that, but still just like, we need to make the jump.
So we kept praying for time to get this job done, to be able to find the properties. How do we find the properties? How do you find the time? And God answered our prayers, and he got downsized from his corporate job.
But they didn't buy just one house, right?
No, they did not. You're rehabbing house number
9 right now.
9.
Wow.
So every month, the cash flow is $3,200. Okay, the equity of all the houses is up to $280,000.
Join us this month and learn from people just like you. Check in person and online dates at lukstudy.com. Once again, that's lukstudy.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, I didn't throw out my email earlier. If you have any questions, speak by what we're talking about today, send those my way to askandy@luinc.com. And you guys have really piqued my curiosity. I know we are going to get into your first apartment community. You joined as members in 2018. I think you said August. How long till you took down that first property? When did you pull the trigger on that?
So the first property was actually a two-property portfolio, and we took that down September of 2019.
Okay, so right about a year. Okay, a little bit of runway. You got into some, did some passive stuff. Took this one down, bought the two-property portfolio in 2019. Whereabouts was that?
So these were both in Fort Worth, Texas, about 8 minutes apart from one another. The first one was called Barclay. It was a 1920s property, wow, which at first sounded a little scary because of the age, but it had been rehabbed completely by the previous owner, including keeping the beautiful hardwood floors and the architecture of the building from the 20s, but modernizing everything in the kitchens and bathrooms, and new HVAC systems and hot water and all of that. So, and one of the things we loved about that property is all the plumbing you could see in the basement. So you'd walk down into the basement, you could listen for any drips, look around with a flashlight, find it, and fix it. There was no digging up of foundations or messy work to get any plumbing issues resolved. So it was a very easy property to maintain and operate. And then the sister property was called Heights, and it's in Fort Worth, over near the Kimball Art Museum. And we had a lot of students from the medical center over there. So it was a 1969 property, had a chiller. A chiller is an air conditioning system for the entire property. It sits up on the roof of the property. And everybody's either using heat or air conditioning. You cannot have anyone in any apartment using, you know, two different things. And it, so if the chiller's down, the entire property doesn't have heat or doesn't have air conditioning. Okay. So there are people that love them, but they, I found I absolutely hated that system. That's not something I would ever buy again. But it was a good experience to learn, you know, this is not for us. And, but it was also a rehabbed property. So really what we did with those first two is learn how to operate using the lifestyles guidelines for screening residents and just operating everything. And it was a great learning experience for us as our first deal.
So was this a, I guess, what we call a yield play, just cash flowing from day one, essentially? No major lifts or anything to do, right?
Correct. We did add washer dryers to the units, which was a help. When I looked to see what other properties in the area offered, that was one thing we were missing that kind of kept us from being as competitive with the comps in the area, the market comps. So we added in-unit washer dryers, which helped a lot and kept us very occupied. And we operated through COVID very well with both of those properties. One of the things I learned from managing property in Florida remotely was electronic locks. And so we put an electronic lock on units that we wanted people to be able to tour during COVID. They were not comfortable with us being with them face-to-face. So we would give them a code to the lock, had cameras set up, and they could go in and tour the property and tour the unit and decide if they wanted to live there. And that's how we kept occupancy up during COVID, was using some of the things we had learned from managing properties in Florida remotely.
Yeah, it's an interesting point you make. I think sometimes people dismiss their background and some of the things that they've done. And although single family and apartments are vastly different animals, they're both in the residential real estate space. That experience, some of it can transfer. And I think that's a really good point that the listener needs to think about their skill sets. You're a former teacher, Keith, as well. Does that translate at all? You know, CPA, sure, I can see where that, maintaining the books. But if you look into your background and all the things you've done in your life, there's probably something in there that does play, whether in the single family or the multifamily space. So I think that's a very good takeaway there. So you guys took down this two apartment portfolio. I guess that was the same seller. Did they have, aside from the age disparity there, similar characteristics then that made it easier or harder to manage? How would you speak to that and as far as taking down a portfolio like that?
Well, it was a former Lifestyles member. So he had done all the things Lifestyles teaches. So he tried to make everything as new as possible inside each of the units. So it was best product, best price for sure. They looked great. They had all the latest color trends and all the things that people want to see in apartments, you know, with brand new appliances and remodeled bathrooms and granite countertops. For that asset class, they're what we'd call a Class B asset. That's what people wanted to see in the units. That's what they got. And so it made it easy to rent them out because they liked what they saw. And then it also made maintenance easy for us because there was very little that would break down during their stay or their time in the apartment. So it made it easy for us to, we didn't even have to have a full-time maintenance person. So it was 40 units total between the two properties, and we never had to have full-time maintenance.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. Best product, best price is what you're speaking to. And the fact that we fixed everything or the prior seller fixed everything up front makes management, whether houses or apartments, doesn't matter, makes ongoing management so much easier. I self-manage my houses, and I can speak to that for sure. What about the apartments? Were you guys managing, or did you have third party? How did that go down?
So we had the opportunity to self-manage, which was great. It was like drinking from a fire hose at first, but it got easier.
That's not common, though, on your first apartment investment as a syndicator or as a lead. How did you pull that off?
No, it's not common. So we had the help of what we call in Lifestyles a key principal. So it's a couple in our case who also are apartment owners. They had a few more years experience on us and self-management experience. So they agreed to be a part of our team, and the lender said, okay, since they have this experience, we'll allow you guys to self-manage. They knew we could reach out to them when we needed to. So it worked out very well.
So we'd had the 40 unit. How long did you hold it for?
So we bought it in September of 2019, and we sold it in April of 2022.
Okay. All right. About 2 years. Okay. 3 years.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow. Little over about 30 months or so. Yeah.
And you were lead investors, you were syndicators, so you had passive investors along for the ride. How many investors did you have with you, roughly?
35.
Wow. Okay. Happy investors?
Happy investors.
Yeah.
It was a really fun experience because, you know, one of the things that you get to do as a lead, if your property's going great, which it was, because frankly, Chan's experience. And I wanted to add that, you know, I think if you buy from another lead, another LU lead, with all of the things that LU teaches, particularly in terms of the type of people that you rent to, you know, and making sure that they qualify, they're going to be able to pay their bills, those kinds of things, it really is a huge advantage when you inherit those, those residents on the property that you take over, that you buy. And I think that, you know, certainly we did take advantage of that, particularly when COVID hit. And Jan is the master at marketing and had learned all that stuff with the Florida Vacation Rental property. So whatever people, you know, had to leave that, she had that to add on to what we were doing with, what we inherited from the the lead. So it all worked great.
You're growing. You're getting bigger in terms of the units. You're encountering economies of scale. So you get into newer stuff, right, over time. But that is a big jump. Mentally, was that hard to take on going from 60 to, adding almost 100 units?
Yeah. I mean, we basically took a little bit of a different approach on this and did consult with a third-party management group for a few months here, and then ultimately made the decision to take that property over and self-manage it.
You like the control.
At first, it was like, I'm sorry, Andy.
Oh, yeah. You like the control, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, we do. You know, at the end of the day, I think, first off, Shannon in particular has got the experience on how to manage this, and we found that we were basically managing the manager so tight that we may as well just take it over ourselves and do it. So that's where we are.
Okay, and we just closed on that one. I say we. You closed on it about a year and some change. Not even a year ago, back in 2023. Yeah. So moving up, getting bigger, yet, and I teased this at the beginning of the show, yet I go to the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar myself just, a month ago or so to refresh, you know, get recharged for the new year, and I see you guys sitting there, and I see you guys there on the, not on day two where we talk about apartments, but you're there on day one where we talk about houses. What's going on there? Single family.
Jim?
So we have sons. We've got three sons. One's still in high school, but one's in college, and one has left home, is out totally on his own. And those older two have been talking to us about real estate. And so we've been, you know, discussing all of this with them, what they could do. And so we thought, you know, the best thing to do is take them to a two-day. They both have some funds saved up that they could use to invest in single-family homes. And so we relearned single-family with them, and it was very exciting. And I think our middle son is probably going to buy a house this year with what he saved up for. And we're talking about he saved up, like, working at the grocery store and the community center. Oh, this is all of his money from several years of savings, and he's wanting to put it into a house to learn how all this works and, of course, grow his money. So we're excited. We're gonna help him, but we are requiring him to use all of the resources of Lifestyles, starting with his mentor, and, you know, use the Lifestyles realtors to find the house and all of that. So we're excited to see him follow in our footsteps. He'll probably knock it out of the park and may just be retired himself by the time he's 30. He gets yeah. going right now. He's only 21.
That is great. That is great to hear.
Yeah. So we're excited about that.
So you guys aren't doing single family, but you are there to get your next generation, your sons involved. And I think that's a wonderful thing. And good for you to push them. Use the resources, right? We have a lot of resources as members at Lifestyles Unlimited. Take advantage of those. You mentioned the mentors. I can use those over the years frequently. When I have a question, I don't understand how something works, or I need some help, or I just need a kick in the rear, they'll give me that, right? The vendors you mentioned earlier as well. And the realty team, they help us find not just houses, but apartments as well. So you're there to do the single family with your sons. Do you have any other goals for them, for yourselves, for the near term or the long term?
Well, so one day Keith and I would like to just be passive. So that would be a great goal. You know, when we're finished being leads, we would love to retire into being just passive investors and do a lot of traveling. And we probably will own vacation rentals again, except that I won't manage them at all. We will just go and live in them for periods of time and enjoy the beach or enjoy the mountains, and then let somebody else do all the day-to-day and, you know, have that be something that pays for itself by renting it out, but that we don't have to operate.
And just to kind of bring it full circle, like you were just describing with your goals, or towards the end of the show here, you started out with single family vacation rentals, got into apartments, smaller unit count grew again, right? We'll probably grow again after that. Eventually, though, you're going to shift into passive and then come back full circle and enjoy your time on the beach or on the mountain. Meanwhile, your sons are going to be doing the same. I think that's a great progression for you and for your family. And I thank you for sharing that information with us today. I think it's been a great, great help for me. I've learned a lot, and I hope the listener has as well. Keith and Shannon, thanks for taking time with us. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.